The coffee was thick, black and dangerous, as the best Turkish coffee always is. It was served in gem-like lalik tea glasses in holders woven of golden vines. Phryne drank only one cup, in deference to her chances of sleeping any time soon, but the company gulped as if coffee was about to be banned under the Drugs and Poisons Control Act 1926. This must be their standard mode of behaviour, Phryne thought, to stoke themselves up on kiff and alcohol, then caffeinise themselves into sobriety again, in time to go home to their respective respectable homes. She tapped into the general chit-chat and obtained some information right away. "You live with your mother, Miss White? And you live with your brother, Miss Barton? My sister is in Australia, but we thought it best for her to have her own establishment." "Siblings," said Veronica. "Rivalry." "Indeed," lied Phryne, who now got on swimmingly with her sister Eliza. "That's what Augustine wanted, to give his mother a wonderful house so he could live alone. A natural solitary Augustine, like one of those old hermit Johnnies. Loved to be alone, hated company most of the time," said James Barton.
"Didn't appreciate your cocktails?" insinuated Phryne over the rim of her coffee cup.
"Oh no, he didn't go that far," asserted Gerald. "Liked to drink as much as the rest of us."
"Indeed," murmured Phryne. "Your tea glasses are lalique, I think. Beautiful things. I must say that your range of liqueurs would not disgrace the Ritz, Mr. Atkinson. Do you collect them as well?"
"Ah, yes, well, yes, I suppose so."
Mr. Atkinson seemed distracted.
"I always pick up a bottle if it looks interesting, and I buy a lot from the agent. Hard to get the real absinthe these days, for instance. They dilute it with aniseed."
To Phryne, all aniseed liqueurs tasted the same, from Pernod to Raki to Ouzo to absinthe, though only absinthe had the extra mind-wrecking, brain-rotting wormwood which had sent so many of the intelligentsia of Paris out of their collective heads. She didn't like aniseed. She had even given her black jelly beans to the fisher dog. Terpenes had never been her tipple. She sipped her coffee and nodded in assent. It was definitely time she got out of this appalling atmosphere while she could still remember her own name,